Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Dalid, part 2.
In summary, we have 3 different mahalchim how to explain Pshat and Rivam, why according to Rav Abba and Al Sugya, the chaytif is not neman to say in chatvi v'didi chatvi with a migu of loy chatvi b'shvua negedei rechod. According to the Kavit Shurim and Shimon Shkop, the site is there is no migu. Because since migu is a koyach ha-taina, the taina and the nemanis of loy chatvi is only when there's a shvua bepoil, negedei rechod. But calls man, you don't have that shvua bepoil, there's no nemanis of a taina of loy chatvi, and mele there's no migu of in chatvi, vididi chatvi, because you could have tainted loy chatvi. There is no koyach ha-taina of loy chatvi. The second mahalach was the way Shimon Shkop explained the Rashba, that the chiyuv shvua from an erechad is not just to pater from chiyuv mamin. It's a chiyuv shvua be'etzem, either a chiyuv mamin or a chiyuv shvua. So memela, once there's an erechad, there's only 2 ways out, either pay or swear. And since it's not shaykh for you to be nishba because you're admitting to the erechad, you're saying in chatvi, the din is mitech shen yoch li shava mishal. There's no other etza. And the third mahalach was the stipler that the reason why you're not nem with a migu is because the mandomer b'teich shen yochel ishavim mishalim holds that there's a chi of mamain without your shvua demimakish deirachod. If there's like a chi of mamain without your shvua timakish deirachod, it's as if we have 2 eidim that you are chaytiv. Once there's 2 eidim that you are chaytiv, there's a chazaka komash etach the other marei shaloi to the marakama, and even a migu is not nemon neged a chazaka komash etach the other marei shaloi. Mashenkin lidraven Shmuel, there's no chazaka by the marakama because vakert the whole way we know that you are chaytiv is only through your hoidoa, and mele adarab the chazaka komash etach the other marei shaloi is by the chaytiv, and therefore you are nemon with a pesha osir. The maskana of the Gemara is that you can't compare the din of Naschad Rav Abba to the case that we started off with, where an Erechad says that it was Eichel Beishanim. The Lashna Gemara is that Midami Hasum Sahada Loi Ruikasi Ki Osi Achrina Badeim Afkina Lemine. If another eight Echad would come and say that he was Chotav, we might see the Nascha. But Hochel is Yuikasi. Over here, it's coming to Misayeya. To say that you have Ches Gimel Shanim, Ki Osa Achrina, if another Erech would come and say that he was Eichel Gimel Shanim, Mukmin Alei Biyode, we'd say that he would be Zeiche. In the Rishayim, we find a few different Mahalchim to understand what the Gemara means. The Rosh is Mazbe the Gemara, that if we're going to be Maimin, the Erecho, that he was Ochel Gimel Shanim, so then he'll be Zeiche, and the Guf HaKarka Machmiz the Chazaka. Once he's Zeiche, and the Guf HaKarka Machmiz the Chazaka, so then another aid would also even starve and say he's Vadai Zeiche. So it's not going against him. The Erecho is being Misayeya. Rabbeinu Yoina also is mashma this says like understands the Gemara this way. He asks, how could Rav Abba say to Mechayiv Shmuel Pi Erechad? If you maimed what Erechad said, it was Ochel Gimel Shanim, then he's Zeichen the Karka. So Erechad's not going against the Machzik to Mechayiv the Machzik of Shvu, and if he can't swear, Mitech Shen Yochel Shav Mishalim. The Erechad's mean Messiah to the Machzik. He's saying that you're right, you have Ches Gimel Shanim. So that's the same Mahalich as the Rajba. And even though Abaye answered him back, but Yichoy Efti Mefarish, what the Havmina Rava was, and he explains that the Havmina was, maybe Machmas the Cheskes Marakam of the Balakaraka, we done that he the Machzik ate the pears because Lonis. But I'll call upon him, you see from Rabbeinu Yoina, that he understood the Gemara when it's saying that you can't compare this to the previous, to the case Nasr Ravaba, is because over here, they Erech Mesayeya the Machzik. The Ramah and the Ritva explained the Gemara that only Bimokim that Shnei Edim, a Machayev Mamain, that's where Erech is Machayev Ashvua. But Bimokim that if Shnaim would come, they would not be Machayev Mamain. For example, in our Gemara, that if Shnei Edim would come and say, Ochle Shnei Chazoka, then Avad the Machzik would not have to give up the land, so too an Erech is not going to be Machayev Ashvua. The Loshna Rashbam is also mashma this pshat. He says, "V'chol makim sheshnai mechayvin oisei mamin, wherever 2 eidim mechayv mamin, eid echad mechayvoi shvua." And the Loshna Gemara also goes in this direction. It says, "He also achrina bahadei mukmina lebiyadei." If another eid echad would come, we'd say the machzik azeich in the karka. It's mashma the ikar tam that it is because is that an echad is not mechayv a shvua b'makim where 2 eidim would not be mechayv mamin. The Shar Mishpan Simek Kuf Mem Hei Sivkan Aleph is Meisiv Abiur, that since the whole Yisoid And the recur that an Erecher is Mechayiv HaShvua is learned out from the Pasuk L'yokim Erechot B'ish L'cholovin L'cholchatos, which we dash from there, that is not Kam L'momin Avol Kamu L'Shvua. Memela, he's not Mechayiv HaShvua only B'mokim that Shnayim will be Mechayiv Momin. And since in our Sugya Shnei Eden that it was Ocher Shnei Chazok would not be Mechayiv Momin, would not be Mechayiv the Mazik to give up the land, so too an Erechot is not going to be Mechayiv HaShvua B'chihai Gavna. Let's go now to the sugya on Amid Beis of Kol Da'alim Govar. The Gemara brings Ahu Arba Davaminsa Lo Beitre. There was this boat that two people were fighting over. Hi Omar Didi, one said it's mine. Hi Omar Didi, the other one said it's mine. Also Chad Minaylu Vedina. Omar they said Tifsua. Adam Maisina Saadi Didi. Tafsina Loi Tafsina. The Gemara declares whether he has a right to grab it. Ravuna Ma Tafsina. Ravida Ma Loi Tafsina. Also Vloi Ashkach Saad Yom Lo Afkua V'Kol Da'alim Govar. And now the Shaili is Mafkinon, Lei Mafkinon. Again, we have a Machlekes, Rehidu, Lei Mafkinon, and a Papa Mafkinon. And the Gemara says, Hilchasa Loi Tafsinon, Itaki can't grab it, if they wait till Bezdin, Veichel Tafas Loi Mafkinon. Once he was Tafas, he's not Mafkinon. Before we go to explain the actual Shachavitari, the Gemara, and the Machlekesin, let us be Magdim, the Said Hadin of Kol Da'alim Govar. We find here Machlekes Rishonim. The Loshner Ashbam, on Daf Lamed Hei, Dir Maschel Hossam, is that ain bezin nizkakin lahem lodun din of called any din. Bezin is not nizkak to be dan a din al manichin oisam v'chol da'alim govar. We just leave it as it is, and we say kol da'alim govar, which is mashma that the side of the din of kol da'alim govar is that bezin is mistalik and does not paskin anything. They just leave the money open for anyone to be teifis. In the Ramban in Bamitzia Daf Beis, he says the time that you don't say over there by Shnei Meches and Metals Yemunichat Shovel Yo is the Chivin Lim is the Kikinan Lahu less than the Meches the Ramai. Since we are not busy with it, we're not being choishes for a Ramai. But so therefore, the Tzmashmat the side of Kol Da'alim Govar now is Sugya, and he's explaining Kol Da'alim Govar is that we just leave it alone and we let each one grab it, but it's not a Psak Din Bechlal. The Loshna Rosh in our Sugya is that the Din of Kol Da'alim Govar is Dinohu. V'samchols, and the Rosh adds a svara, the chol mishadin imay karv lahavi rayas. Whoever is correct, whoever is right, is closer to bringing rayas that he is right and that it's his. V'oy, the Rosh adds, mishadin imay, whoever who's correct in ownership of this money, yimser navshe lahamid shalei biyodi, we mayse nefesh to attain that which is rightfully his. More than mimash yimser acher ligzel, more than the other one will be mayse nefesh to steal that which is not his. What's the gain that I have? The Gazan will think to himself that I should be Maisa Nefesh to try to get the chavis that does not belong to me. Today or tomorrow, the other fellow will bring a ride that it's his, because it is really his, and he'll be Maisa the chavis miyodi. So the Rosh says afterwards that after one is taifis, the Sheni can't be chayziv a taifis mimenu. Why? Because call me Shigova Yodiv Pam Rishainu Ishalay, it's his. Whoever is typhus at first, it's his. Achiyavi Chaveroi Raya. And he adds, Vlay Mistaver Shi Isaknu Chacham Shi Ukoye Meim Miriva. It's not Mistaver that the Chacham were Misakin, they should constantly fight back and forth, back and forth. L'chayritz Mavur in the Rosh, that the din of Kol Da'alim Govar is Takap Sak Din. And we assume that the one who's going to be Govar, he's Taka, the rightful owner. And that's why once he Taka is Teifisit, the other one cannot be Teifisit back from him, because it's already a Psak Din that Areyu Shaloi. The Shitza Teisim Mometzian Davov is that the Sheni could be Chayzim and Teifis in the Rishain. That which Tim, the way the Rishbam is Mashma, that it's only Begeder Siluk, that Bezin is not Paskin at all. Bemes, there's the Tshuva in the Rosh, in the Tshuvas, in Klal Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph, he says that Hoda Paskinen called Alam Govar Lav Dinohu. He sounds like it's Lafakir from the way he explains it in the Halachas here in the Rosh. And the male, the second could be Teveya from him to be Nishba. And he can't say that I was Zechin Apsak Din. So what is the get of Kol Da'alim Govar? Elamach Meshein Bezin Yechoyin Levar, because Bezin cannot be Mevar the Emes. Omru Chazal, the Chazal said, Kol Da'alim Govar. V'samchu Chacham Malzeh, and he was saying, Mechiyoyse Sha'amom and Shaloi, whoever is the Baal Amom, and Yosim Nafshe Bechapi, he's going to go ahead and be Meis and Nefesh and try to get the money that rightfully belongs to him. The Chayrus Mevor from the Loshen of the Rosh, and the Tshuva is that the getter of the Din of Kol Da'alim Govar is Taka Siluk. The Chacham were matir bezantim nistalik because they were semich on this svara. He also adds these words: Hilkach nistalku Chacham in adin va'omer called alim govar ula isbara dover la'achas man shalmihu. Maybe it'll be nisbar who is taka the real owner. V'samchu k'tas al svara shekasavti le'el. L'chayra, the loshen of the rosh in Shuvis is mashma that the gather called alim govar is taka siluk and not a psak din. Someone they say. But that the Rosh is not say to himself, that really the Kavan of the Rosh in our Sugi is also like the Rosh in the Tshuva, instead it's a Siluk, and they were just Seimech on the Svara, that whoever is the real Bailim, he's going to be Meisir Nefesh to get back his ownership on the Schefetz, since he's the true owner. But the Lashon HaRosh in our Sugi is Mashma, that called Alim Gavar is a Psak Din. He starts off saying in our Sugi, called Alim Gavar, Dinohu. And in the Tshuva he says, Lav Dinohu. Bemis, the Ramah, in Simen Kufla Metes Siv Dalit Paskins, that in a Suffolk where there's a Machloikis Hapoiskim, if it's something that it's not Shaykh by Chalukah, the din is called Alim Govar. The Shach and the Taz ask that the Fidah Svaras Arosh, that the Tam of called Alim Govar is because Misha Din Ima Yimser Nafshoi, whoever is correct, he's right, he's going to be Meisin Nefesh to get back the Chavis that belongs to him. L'chayr in a Sveika the Dina, it's not Shaykh the din of called Alim Govar, because he himself does not know if he's right or if he's wrong. The Tumim says that the Rosh did not need this time only by even that it's Efshel Las Chaluka, and he still passed and then it's called Alim Govar Machmas that Svara. But Mokim that he can't be Chaylik, it's not Shaya Chaluka, so without the Svara of the Rosh that the owner will be Meiser Nefesh to get back that which is his, we still would say that Dinim called the Alim Govar. And Mail the Ramah that's speaking in the Dovitz, Efshel Achloik, we say, you called Alim Govar Mitzad that Svara. And the Rishbam Mem Gimel Mem Beis, the Maslevi Boys, boys is Mavur that the gather of Dinim called Alim Govar is that Misafik each one can be Teifis. And after he's Teifis, A might see me mena, why the Areich and the Kaima take him, the land, wherever it is, we leave it there. Loshna Rambam and Perek Tezvav, Milchus Toyim, and then Aloch Adalit is also Mashmi, he says, Mechola Mizgaber, whoever's going to be Mizgaber and be Olam and be stronger, Yerid Bol, go in there into the land. V'yi ha'acher Meitzi miyodev Olav Araya. And the other one will be considered the Meitzi, and it's on him the Raya to say that he's the owner. He's being Meitzi from the one that was Tafas first. Ketoysing Subis and Afchof and Alf asked for the sheetis that helps a tfisa from Muzik, Lach Shneil and Asafik. So Ibazai, the din of Maitz Mechavel of Orion didn't call down Gover. It's really the same din. Because call down Gover means that whoever's Teufis, he's the one who's Zaych in it. Even if you give him together a din of a Muzik, but it's Lach Shneil and Asafik. And a Muzik, Lach Shneil and Asafik, he can be Teufis from. So the other person can grab it back from him. So it's back and forth. So the din of Maitz Mechavel of Orion didn't call down Gover the same. You can always go back and forth and be Teufis. But Rabbi Chanan says that it's nafkamina legabi that a muzik is zeich in a mom midin vadai. Because like the Gemara says, a mom mitzian davav that he can pat himself with this moment. But the kol dam gover is not zeich in a mom mitzeris vadai, only mitzeiras sofik. With this in mind, let us try to understand the machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Papa in the Gemara, if mafkinon or loy mafkinon. Rav Yehuda says, loy mafkinon, once Bezin has it, they don't take it out and give it for the Pesachim called Alim Govar. And Rav Papa says, mafkinon. In Rav Yehuda, who says, loy mafkinon, the Rashbam explains, the mi'acha shebo momin Yisrael yad Bezin, once money of a Yid goes into Bezin's hands, ain rashoin lafkiroi. They're not permitted to go ahead and be mafkir. The Chasam Seif and Meir Simcha want to say that this machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Papa is the same machlekes in what the gather of the din of called the Alim Govar is. Rav Yehuda holds that the din of called Alim Govar is not a psak bezdin; it's that bezdin has mistalik themselves, and Memela the din is called Alim Govar, but not that that's what they are paskening. Memela after they are toifes, it's impossible bezdin to be mitzi it. They are not permitted to be mafkir momin Yisrael. Rav Papa holds that the din of called Alim Govar is a psak din, a din gomor, like the Loshna of the Rosh is by us in the Sugya, that the one who is the real Bailim will be Maisa Nefesh to go ahead and prove Berayis that he is the Bailim. So in Melech, Vadet Shayach to Yimaitzi, the Chayfit, for the psak of called Alim Govar. Rabbi Yoina says a different shot in Rabbi Yehuda who says Leim Afkinon. He says, the Chimin Shabbal double Yodainu, once the Mammon came to the hands of Bezdin, Nishayavnu ba'ashavim al Yosa. Now Bezdin is Mechuyiv in a proper Ashava. and he compares it to the din and Elam Metzias of Safik Hinuach, a Safik of an object that's found, that maybe it wasn't lost, maybe it was put there on purpose. The din is Lo Yitoil. You're not allowed to take that object even to be Meshavit Lebailim. Vim Notal, but if you took it, the din is Lo Yachzir. Why is it Lo Yachzir? Because once you took it, you have to make Hashav Mal Yosa. You're not allowed to put it back down in the place where you found it. The tam for Rav Yehuda of Leimav Kinon is not because you can't be mighty the chayfetz for the din of Kol Dalam Govar. Because even if the halacha, let's say, would be yachloike, you also wouldn't be permitted to be mighty the chayfetz, because the din of Leimav Kinon is that it's usher to be mighty unless you make Ashava Mal Yosa. Really, the Mordechai in Simon Tov Kufla Medalit says not only in the case where Shnaim are fighting by the Chayfetz, not only in the case of, let's say, the Arba, which Aminso Lo Beitrei, or other examples of two people fighting on a Chayfetz, each one says the Chayfetz is his. But even in the case of somebody who Stam Teifes a Chayfetz without a Taina, and somebody else comes along and says that it's his Chayfetz, the Teifes is not allowed to be Moitzi, the Chayfetz Miyodoi, like the Din and Now Gemara, Vitafsino Leimav Kinon. And the lashon of the Mordechai is v'hatam the chol momen sheboli de adam, any money which comes to the hand of a person v'is beis sveika, and there's a suffix, who is the real bailim, ein a rashi shiyotzi miyodei ad sheisbar be'edim. You're not permitted to be mighty the chayfetz from your hands until it becomes clear with edim who is the proper bailim. That's also the din of bezdin of loy mafkinon. They can't be mighty the chayfetz until they make hashav mal yosa, but not because they're being mighty for the din of kol da alim gova. Taisvis, over here in the sugya, asks the famous kasha both here and in Mamatiya Daf Beis, that the din by the arbo, when each of claiming that it's his, is called Alam Govar. Frak Taisvis, Maishna Mishnai Meichzim Metalis. Why is it different than a case of two people that are grabbing onto a talis, that it says in Mamatiya Daf Beis of an Alam, the din is Yachloiku? Why over there we pass in Yachloiku, and over there we pass in called Alam Govar? And the Mfarish Abbeinu Tam Bein Tam answers, the Oichas in Shani, where the Muchzakim it's different, the Chiv and the Shnei Muchzakim, since they're both Muchzakim, Ein Lono Laniach Shigzol Echel Chaveri. We can't allow one to steal from the other, the Choshev Kilo on the Yoidim Shiesh Shneim Chelik Bo. It's as if we know that they both have a Chelik in it, Shekol Dove Yishlami Becheskas Mishu Biyodai. You have to always leave the Chayfetz in the Chazaka of whoever it is, Tachas Yodai. The Achreinim Amidayik, that the Taisvis by us is not saying the same exact teretz as the Taisvis in Bamitzia. The lashon of the Taisvis in Bamitzia, to answer this kasha, why in Shneimechs and Metals we say Yachleiku, and over here by Hu Arba we say called Alam Govar, is the Oichazin Shani. Oichazin is different. The Choshev Kilo Kol Echad Yeshlei Bo Bevadei Achatzi. It's as if we know Bevadei each one owns half. The Anan Sahadi, the Mighty Tov is Haidi Dehu. We have an Anan Sadi in Umdino that whatever he's holding belongs to him. And since it's Shneimechs and Metals, we have Anan Sahadi that each one has half of the Talis. So they have an Ozl and Perik Tes, Hilchus Tev, and Nitna Locha Zayin, and other Achreinim want to learn that Taisis in Bab Metzia is in Mashmah that he's telling us that Oichas in itself is a Siba to say Yachloiku. That means, since they're both Muchzakin in this Talis, it is Anan Sahadi that each one is a Vadai Bailam on half the Talis. And therefore, each one is Zeicha in half the Talis, and the din is Yachloiku, Mikoyach this Anan Sahadi. And the Lashon of certain Rishayim in Bamitzia is like that. The Rajba says, Materetz Rach, the Shani Ocho Mishum de Tfisi, like the Gemara says in Hema Beis, Vechimi Achish, is a Tophus Vaimid, is a Tophus Vaimid, Shvua Zulamu. Why do you need a Shvua by Shnai Mechim Metalis? If each one is Tophus, that means it's Vadai belongs to both of them. Each one half according to his tvisa. Vamina Nami says also in the Avgimel Medalef Anan Sahadi Ma'ade Tovis Haidi Deu Ma'ade Tovis Haidi Deu. The fears is the Rajma Alma Tvisa Mahanya Kilu Nechleko. Tvisa helps as if it's already split. Hilkech Yachloiku, which lechayer that means that the chalukah, the din yachloiku by shnai meichzim metalis, is not midin momen amuto b'sofik chelkin. It's a chalukah mitam vadai, since vadai half is shaykh to one, and vadai is the other half is shaykh to the other. So the male din is yachloiku. So again, toisus and mametzias mashma that din oichazin, the fact that they are oichazin metalis, they are muchzakim, that's mechayev the psak of yachloiku b'toiras vadai, and the lomdus is because anan sadi the mighty toughest high the dehu, or mighty toughest high the dehu. But the Lashon of our Tais, if we carefully look at it, in our sugi is mashma, that the fact that they're muhzakim, that's just the reason why we can't say kol dalam gavar. Because we cannot allow sheigzal echras chaveira, and the mele the din will be yachloiku misafik. Lefizeh, the chaluk is not midin vaday, but midin safik. The lashon by us is that since they're both muhzakim, ein lano lahaniach sheigzal echras chaveira. We can't allow one to steal from the other, the chashiv, as if we know they each have a chelik, and you're not allowed to go ahead and paskin called the alim gavar, but not that the achiza, the muhzakin, the oichazin, that would be a siba in itself to say yachloiku because it's b'tayras vade belongs to both. But the oichazin is a siba where we can't paskin called the alim gavar. Once we can't paskin called the alim gavar, we'll say yedin yachloiku misafik. In the Rosh and Bam Mitzia, his lashon is the chiv and the shneim boyim lefaneinu muhzakim begufa talis. Since they're both coming to us muhzakim in the guf of the talis, on a tzrich and livsek lehu din chaluk, we have to paskin a din chaluka. The chol dover shan roim biad adam chashvin leishu shaloi. Anything we see in a person's hands, we consider like it's his. Afu bisha achem ma'ar va'im eshaliu kedarmina gavinaslu avaba. Hilkach says the Rosh, yev shalivsek kan din kol dalim gavar. We can't paskin kol dalim gavar by shneim echzim betalis kedarmina mechem herchas abatim gabi ar. But why? The Hasim Shani Shin Echem and Muchzik Bedover. Over there, there are no Muchzakim. Neither one is holding onto the boat in our sugya and Baba Bas and Lamedalit. Aval Hocha, but in the case of Shnei Mechz and Betals and Bamatzia Daf Beis, the Shnei Muchzakim and Gufa Talas, on a Muchyovim Limchoy, Shleigzel Echaz Chaveru. We have to protest that neither one should steal from the other. Hilkachim, Mayaino, Paisim, Lenin, Lehem, didn't call down Gavar. If we would pass him for them, call down Gavar, Echem and Oigoizel Mashabiyad Chaveru. One would be taking away what's Biyad Chaveru. Hilkach on a tzrich and livsik lahan din chaluka. If we have to paskin a din chaluka, it's also mashma this lashon in the Rosh that the side of why we paskin yachloiku and shnayim mechzim betalis is because the fact that they're both echazin that precludes the psak of kol da alim gavar. We are not allowed to pass kol da alim gavar when they're both echazin, and we may be mechuyev to paskin a din yachloiku. And the Tais read also about Metzias mashma like that. He says nafka echazin, which is biyadam, you don't say kol da alim gavar. Shein zed din. The one who's stronger, we can't go ahead and tell the one who's stronger to be zeicha and take away that which belongs, which is in the hands of the other person. And the Rosh, really, now sugi is moisif, that by an arba, the case of our sugi, each one says that both belongs to him, you can't say yachloiku, since we don't know what it is, in roi lifslan din chaluka, shem nafslan lechem em shleike din. It's yaisa roi to say, komish tigma yodu bekoecha barayis yizke, which is mash, without that reason, betzim will be shayich achloiku in arba. That's again, like Tosis by us, and the Lashon of the Rosh, that the din of yachloiku, by shnayim mechz metalis, is not midin vadai, because otherwise, by arba wouldn't pass to say, bechlal yachloiku. They're not eichzim, mechtesish. So in Mela, it comes out there are two ways to understand why in Shnai Mechz and Betalis we don't paskin kol da alim gavar. Taisin b'metzias mashma. It's because the din chaluk is b'teiras vaday. There's a non sadi that the chelik of the talis is one person's, another chelik is the other person's. So maybe we can't paskin anything else because we have mechayev to paskin yachleiku b'din vaday. And Tais by us is mashma, the Russian Bamitzia, and Tais is Rid, a mashma that the reason why we can't pass and call the Alim Gavar by Shnai Mechz and Metalis is because if they are Eichas and you can't allow the other person to be Tevesit from the one that it is Biyodai. So Shnai Mechz, the Muchzakim, is a reason not to pass and call the Alim Gavar, and the Melia passing Yachloiku mi Tam Sofik. Al Kaponim, it's Mevur, both in the Shita of Taisis and Arasugi and the Rosh of Bamitzia, and in the Shita of Taisis and Bamitzia, that in all Sfeikas, the better Psak is called the Alim Govar. But Oichazin is different. Either Mitam Vadar, like Taisis and Bamitzia, you have to say Yachloiku, or we can't pass and call the Alim Govar, like Taisis and the Rosh, because then you're letting one person mitavis it from the Muzik. That's the whole Machloikas. But everybody agrees that that's in the Psak should have been called Alim Gavar. Why is that? So we can use the Svar of the Rosh that we should paskin called Alim Gavar instead of Yachloiku, because Yachleiku is taking avade, taking it away from one person. And it's ain roy livse din chaluka, because maybe you be mafsid one shleika din. It's better to say, called alam govar b'koyachai b'rayis, and that like the Rosh Hashanah, the yaseimich, that whoever's a din imoy, he's carved lovi rayis, and he'll be the one that'll be mois and nefesh to be mamin as shaloi, more than the other one will be mois and nefesh to steal. By shnai meichs and betalis, which you can't say, called alam govar, so you have no choice, you have to say, yachleiku. Or, like Taisus Mamatzia, that it's a vade din yachleiku. Taisus brings a raya that by Oyechazin, we say that they each one have a vade chelik in it. When, if you would say called Alam Gavar, we would consider like a gazlin. The raya is from Nascha de Ravabo. That you see from Nascha Ravabo, Afgav Domi Didi, Chatvi, Chashvin, Le Gazlin, Vachayav, Shalim, Kilu, Bar, Shay, Sanascha, Shaloy, Say, Shayim, Muxikbo. So you see that a person who's holding a chayfetz, it's considered vadei shaloi, which is the din of chazaka called mashatach yadod amareu shaloi. We had already brought down the word from the Bircha Shmuel and Simon Lamed Hey Ois Beis that he's mevayer that when time was mechadish that anything which is mozib yad adam and somebody else tainas that it's his, we don't say that now it's chal sofik on the chayfetz and he's zeichet by mitam chazaka or mozik of din weitzim chavel v'raya, but the din is that it's not chal sofik at all. We say vaday chazaka kol mashitach yad adam hareyu shaloi. And that we see from Naschad Ravava, because we wouldn't have a din of, it wouldn't say that its vade belongs to the one who was holding it before. He was zeich holding din chazaka, so then they would not be mechayv a shvua, and that he's made in a chatifa, because the aid is not being made in the gufa din moment, only in a bir and a raya, and that's not a good aidus. So it must be that the din of chazaka mash tachsi adam adam areya shloi is a vadai. And the male, if you're a chaytif, it's the aidachad is saying clearly that he is the bailim and not you. Taisus continues to ask from a different case. The Gemara in Bamitzia compares Shnai Mechz and Metalis to the case of two people that were mafkid money to a third, to a shlish. One was mafkid a mana, $100, and one was mafkid two mana. And then afterwards, each one's claiming that the two mana belongs to him. He was the one that was mafkid the two mana. And Allah is, according to Rabbanon, that in the mana shlishi, we say, Ye munach ad shiyovei elyo. So Taisus asks that if the din normally in Sveikis is called Alim Gavar, and only when it's Muchzakim do we say Yachloiku, so why by the case of Manashlishi do we paskin Yemunech Hashiyav Yaliyo? Why do we paskin called Alim Gavar? L'chayra, there's a difference in what Taisus Kasha is. According to the Taisus in Bab Metzia, that Oich is a reason to say Yachloiku, Midin Chaluk Meteres Vadai, so Taisus Kasha is that how could the Gemara in Bab Metzia compare Manashlishi to Oichas and Metalis? How could you say Yachloiku Manashlishi? There's no Oichas in Mechatesi Shav Psak of Yachloiku. According to Taisus by us, the Gemara's Kasha is that why does the Gemara ask that Manashlish should have a din of Yachloiku? L'chayev, there's no Eichaz, and the din should be Kol Dalim Gavar. Both according to Taisus Mamatziah and according to Taisus by us, the Taisus is the same, that Manashlishi is considered Muchzakim. Why is Manashlishi considered Muchzakim? Taisus says, because since he's holding it for the two people, kibikayach shneim nifgad, it's kilu shneim muchzakim boy. And Rabbi Zalman explains that even though Lechayri is only holding it for the person that's the real owner, not for both of them, but since they were mafkid to him in Bekrach Echad, in one bundle together, he has a din of a shemer for both of them. And therefore it's considered like he's holding it for both, and they both consider muchzakim in the moment. Taisus brings another mahalach to explain why in Shnayim Beichs and Betals the din is Yachloiku, and by Yahu Arba the din is called Alam Gavar. The Riva says the lav davka oichazin. The din of Yachloiku is lav davka oichazin. The medami lo l'shar kufa, because of this kasha that the Gemara compares the tzir of Mona Shlishi to Shnayim Beichs and Betals and wants that the din should be Yachloiku by Mona Shlishi. That's a raya that the din Yachloiku is not totally in Oichazin. So if the din Yachloiku is not totally in Oichazin, you really should have a din of Yachloiku even when it's not Oichazin. So what is the chile between Shnai Mechaz and Vitalis and our sugi of Arba? So the Riva explains, because over there we can't say Yachloiku where there's a Vadai Ramai. Wherever there's for sure one person that's not saying the truth, we can't say Yachloiku. Mashenke, Mashnai, Mechaz and Vitalis, aim where we can say Tavaya Mahdi Adodi Agbuah. They both of them picked it up. By the Arba, since it's a Vade Ramai, the din can't be Yachloiku, the din is Kol Da'alim Gavar. The Riva asks that l'shitasoi, that the Ikar Psakin Sfeikis is Yachloiku unless it's a Vade Ramai. So that's why a Mana Shlishi, you can't say Yachloiku because of Vade Ramai. So to ask, so then say, call down Gover, like my Arba. Why do we say Yemun Chachiyav Elio? Loi Toysvis, it's not a Kasha because it's considered Muchzakim and you can't be Moitzim Yodim to say the Psakim call down Gover. But according to Riva, the Mana Shlishi is not considered Muchzakim. So why don't we say call down Gover, like my Arba? And the Riva answers, because we paskin that itafsinon loy mafkinon. If Bezin already takes it, they're not allowed to be mitzi it for psak of kol dal gover. But the mandomer mafkinon, it's talking going to be shver. The Nachas David says that the reason the mandomer mafkinon is because mitzchila Bezin took it only a day to the hochi, that if you're not going to find edim, they'll be chayzer and be mitzi it, and then it'll be kol dal gover. Mashenken, Amon Shlishi, the nifgad was not mekabel it amanas to be moitziyit, so avad it's usher to be moitziyit and to say the psak of kol the alim govar. Kain Zer B'chaim says in the Stenslach that Mamona Shlishi it's not shaykh bechlal psak kol dalim govar, because since the nifgad is mechuyev in the shmira of the money and to return it to the bailim and to make a proper hashava, he can't be moitziyit for the psak of kol the alim govar. And he's mitzayin a gemara in b'metzia daf lamitzayin mabeis by the case of where somebody steals from five people and he doesn't know from who. Gozal echad b'chamisha v'eni dey meiz mem gozal, the halach is meniach gzela b'neim u'mistalik. He's allowed to put the gzela between the five people that is mesupik who he stole it from and leave. And the gemara asks, v'shokli l'kula v'ozli, they could all just take it. Anybody who wants, v'amra v'abba bazavda kol sofi kinuach l'yitol, v'im nof tali yachzer. V'abba bazavda said, you have a sofi kinuach in the case of a Shabbos Aveda, you're not allowed to take the object, because maybe it was put there on purpose, and if you take it, you're not allowed to return it to its place. That's mevor, that when there's a chiyav hashava, you can't go ahead and just say kol dalim gover. That's a riot to what he wants to say in Mana Shlishi also, that whenever there is a chiyav hashava, the nifgad is holding it to be able to return it to its proper bailin, there's no din of kol dalim gover. Taisis at the end brings va'oid pirish riva, that where it's oichazin afil ikir rama yachloiku, that even by oichazin and vade ramai, the din is yachloiku, and it's mechiach dis pshat from shnai madukin b'shtar, to be holding a star, that the din is yachloiku, even though it's for sure vade ramai. And Taisus asks, and Ibazai, what's the Gemara's kash in our sugya in the sugya in Bamitzia? Why is it different than Mana Shlishi and Shlai Meichsin? Why is the din Yachloiku by Shlai Meichsin Metalas and not Yachloiku Mana Shlishi? L'chari, you could say that Oichasin is different because the din of Yachloiku is even when it's a Vadai Ramai. Since Riva is now being Mechadish, that when it's Muchzakim, we'll say Yachloiku no matter what, even if it's Vadai Ramai. So Ibazai, it's Shver. What's the Gemara's kash from Mana Shlishi? Also, a shver, what's the more is kasha and bamitzia and avzayim and aleph on Rebbe by shnai madukim mishtar? The more asks, you should say yachloiku like shnai meichs and metalis. L'chayr, there's a very big difference between a shtar and a talis. By a shtar is a vade ramai, so if there's ain oichazin, the din is called down gover. And metalis, where there's no ramai, even if ain oichazin, the din would be yachloiku. L'chayr, the achrayim wanted mimazber the pshat and the shittas of Riva, that there is two dinim in chaluka. That the Riva holds that even if it's ein oichazin, you say yachloiku, that din yachloiku is mitam sofik. And Mimelin, that din yachloiku, in the case of ein oichazin, it's only if there's no ramai. But if there's a vadei ramai, you won't say yachloiku. But the din of oichazin, of shnaim oichazin metalis, when they attack a holding onto it, the muzakim, then the din chaluka is mitam vadai. Because oichazin is a sieve of a chaluka, like Tosis says over there in Babitzia, that oichazin is the reason to say yachloiku. Mele, even if there's a vadai ramai, the din will be yachloiku. So that, al pi this havana in the Riva, Tosis asks two kashas. Tosis' first kasha on the Riva is that why does the Gemara in Bamitzia ask that Mana Shlishi should also have a din yachloiku? Since we find a din chaluka that's miyuchid davka to oichazin, mecha tasted that the Gemara should want to be mechadish mekoyecht our Mishnah that it's a din chaluka even when it's not oichazin, and then ask that Mana Shlishi should also be yachloiku. Mecha tasted. The din of chaluka of oichazin is different than the din chaluka of ein oichazin. And Tosis' second kasha is the exact opposite direction. What is the Gemara asking that Meshnayim Madukim Mishtai should also say Yachloiku like Shnayim Echzim Metalis? Once we find that by Ein Echzim is also a Din Chaluka, how does the Gemara know to Mechad from the Mishnah of Metzia that the Din Chaluka Miyuchin and Echzim? And that Din is Shayach even by Ikavadi Ramai. It's Yitochin, the whole Din Chaluka of the Mishnah is only Mikoyach, the Din Chaluka that we find by Ein Echzim, and was not Nischadish at all a Miyuchadik a Din of Chaluka by Echzim Metalis. The Evan Ha'ozel in Perek Tes Milchus Toin V'Nitan Halacha Zayin is Miyashiv the Sheep Tesariva. He says the Riva did not have a kavana to say that Oichazin is a reason to say Chaluka, but that if since they are Oichazin, it's impossible to say Yemunachat Shov Yo, because if they're both holding on to it, we cannot be Moitzi Miyodam to be Maniachit at Shov Yo. You also can't be Moitzi Miyodam to say Kol Dalam Gavar. So if you're stuck, you can't paskin Yemunachat Shov Yo, and you can't say Kol Dalam Gavar, then maybe you're going to have to paskin the din should be Achloiku. And we'll paskin that din yachloiku, even if there's a ikka vade ramai. Similarly, like we find in Shulchan Aruch Hasim and Yud Beis, that if something a din Torah cannot be nizbar in Bezin at all, the dayan has no rishus to be mitzi the din cholok mitachas yodei b'legmar. He can't just leave it empty without a psak. But it's yesh b'koyche lasis din ke'em pshar. He has a koyach to make a din like a pshar between them. So we hear also, we can't pass in kol dalam gavar, because we can't give it to somebody who's not the bailim. We can't say yemunach hachavol yo, because they're both oichazin. But mainly we're forced to say yach loiku. With this, Devon also miyashiv the kashas of Tosfos on the Riva, that since oichazin is not a reason to say yach loiku, it's only a reason why you can't say yemunach kol dalam gavar, and mainly the gemara is a gevaldike kasha. Since we find Meshnayim, Meichas, and Metalis that the din is Yachloiku, I'll call upon him, we see that Yachloiku is a psak of Bezdim and Mokim Sofik. So then why by Manashlishi do we say, Hey Munachat Shavu Yo, isn't it better to say Yachloiku? And that's the beer in the Gemara's Kasha. It's also Lecher Miyusha, the second Kasha of Tosfos. The Gemara has a good Kasha that Shnayim, Meichas, and Bishtar, Shnayim Adukim Bishtar, you should say Yachloiku, like Shnayim, Meichas, and Metalis, because it's not a Nayadin Chaluka Umechudish in Oichazin. In both of them, the din Chalukah is the same. And the Gemara understood that that's poshut, that the fact that it's Oichazin by the Talis, that take away the chisorin of Vadei Ramei, which is a chisorin study, and merely you say Yachloiku. But just like you say Yachloiku by Shnayim Oichazin Metalis, we should say Yachloiku by Shnayim Adukin Bishtar. In conclusion, the Nekudas Achilik between Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and Shitas Rivam is that L'Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the din in Stam Sofik Momen is called Alam Govar. Muchzokim is Shani. And there are two Neschoes why Muchzokim is different. The Tosfos B'Metzia is Mashma that the Oichazin, the Muchzokim itself, is a Siba to say Yachloiku Mitam Vadei, Anan Sadi in Maritofes Haididehu, Umaritofes Haididehu, and Tosfos B'Yosem of Basra Lamadalaram Beis is Mashma that Oichazin is a Siba why you can't pass in Kol Dalam Govar. And in Mele we have to say Yachloiku. That's in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Shitas Rivam is that the Stam Din of a Sofik Mamain is Yachloiku. But there's a Tanai that there can't be a Vadei Ramai. When there's a Vadei Ramai, you can't pass in Yachloiku, and therefore now a Sugya, by Ahu Arb, we pass in Kol Do Alam Govar. The Rivam is Moisif, and he says that Ba'oichazin, then you say Yachloiku, even if it's Vadei Ramai. On that, Tais had two Shailas, because it's Mashma from the Rivam that he's saying now a new Chiddush, a Nayadin Chaluka, mitzad that it's Oichazin. There's one din of Chaluka when it's Oichazin, and that's Materas Vadei, even when there's a Vadei Ramai, and there's in Yachloiku, even by Ein Oichazin. And that's totally when there's Lek a Vadei Ramai. And that Tais is asked, in Manashoch, where's in Muchuk both Halachis, and it's Shver, both the Tzushtel to Manashlishi, and the Tzushtel to Shnai Madukim Mishtar. But we're being miyashim now, the Rivah, we're saying that be'emes, it's all tali in a din yachloiku, it's one din chaluka, it's not two dinim. Just as a tanai, there should be no vadei ramai. Oichazin takes away the chisarin of vadei ramai, because the yisoid, we can add to this and say, because the yisoid of a vadei ramai, why you can't pass in yachloiku, is because you make a knas, and you can't say the chaluka of a teres vadei when there's a vadei ramai, because we make a knas not to give it to the ramai. But that's only mokim that when they're not oichazin. If they're oichazin, it's already biyodom, so it's not shayach knas. Mele, when it's oichazin, it takes away the chisarin of vadei ramai, and you have the din of chaluka.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.